Welcome back to the Make Money Making Videos podcast. Today I'm going to talk about how to upload daily, the best way to upload daily YouTube videos. Now, I have uploaded nearly for an entire year every single day. On the 29th of this month, it's September when I'm recording this video. It is the 19th today, so if my mathematics are correct, I believe they are, 10 days and I will hit the year mark of daily uploads. So, you know, I'm practicing what I preach, basically. I'm not about to tell you guys anything that I haven't been living for the whole past year, and this is my personal strategy, something that I've sort of developed that has, it just developed as I've gone, and, you know, little strategies I've kind of picked up on how to actually upload daily. Now, the number one most crucial element for me uploading daily is uploading content about something that I not only know loads about, but I'm actively living, right? So my channel is all about video editing, videography, and how to make money making videos, as you might have heard with my introduction at the beginning, right? That's what I do. That's basically what I do, you know what I mean? I'm a video creator, full-time video creator. I've been working for myself since 2017. I'm a sole trader, and I've been building up my business. I'm actually gonna start my limited company at the end of this year. So I live it, right? I work with clients. I was just on the weekend filming a whole fitness program in the gym. Now, you know, I'm basically in the office creating YouTube content. You know, I've had an extensive remote freelance video editing career on the internet through Upwork and sites like that, right? So I'm doing it, essentially, right? So when I sit down to make a YouTube video, it's relatively simple. I'm more or less just talking about what I know. And this sort of has enabled me to create lots of content all the time, because I really only have to just, whenever I get a spurt, a energy burst, right? I sit down, I write on my Google Docs sheet. It's literally open behind me, right? I write on my Google Docs sheet just plenty of different video ideas, just anything that comes to mind by topics, right? So this was added to my list, right? In fact, I could probably just open up my list and just read some off to you. I don't know if this is breaking up the continuity of the video right now, but it's infinite. I just sit down and videographer moving to London, filming a charity promo video, because I'm doing that in a couple weeks, how to upload daily YouTube videos, the reason I'm doing well on YouTube, how to use green screens properly, how I edit my music videos, my process, how I film videos and get paid for it, all this type of stuff, right? It's literally just talking about information that is lodged in my brain, regardless of whether I'm putting it out to the world or not. Boom, great. That right there is a super replicatable strategy for you to upload daily. Upload videos about something that you know the most about and are living. If you're, you know, farmer, sweet. You're doing vlogs on the tractor. You're doing, you know, how to get all your pigs in the pen by dusk. I don't know what your day-to-day tasks are as a goddamn farmer, but obviously most of you aren't farmers watching this. Just make content about stuff that you actually know about. That's the moral of the story. When you do that, content just comes to you. In fact, I use this example all the time because it's such a good representation of just making content about stuff that you know, because then videos just come to you. I was sick one day. I think I went to a club on the weekend. I shot a nightclub, and I hadn't shot a nightclub in a while, so it messed up my sleep pattern, and I just woke up feeling terrible the next day. I had to stay in bed. I was sick. And I pretty much just whipped out my phone. You know, I did a little iPhone video, and I was just talking to the phone, and I was saying, you know, today I'm going to talk to you guys about how to handle sick days as a freelancer. Boom. By being sick, that created content for me, because I'm just creating content about something that I know about, right? So I don't have to go very far to actually, you know, search for video ideas. I don't really have to, do too much creation. Obviously, there's planning that happens, right? Where I'll write down loads of YouTube video ideas, but I'm trying to stray away as much as I can from planning, where if you've been tuning into my videos daily, you usually know I keep the laptop right here in front of me with at least probably 5 bullet points on it. Never a script, never intensive planning. I like to go off the dome because stuff just comes to you that you couldn't have thought of while planning it. And just for me, that's a more intuitive way to do it. I'm going even away from any bullet points at all. This video, I'm just talking straight off the top of my head. Not a single bullet point, right? So I'm progressively trying to just get more and more and more into the mindset of being able to create content out of nothing. And by nothing, I mean my years and years of experience, which is actually far from nothing. But the fact that I don't have to do any planning, don't have to do any, other than writing the video idea on my note sheet so I know what I'm even sitting down to talk about, I don't have to do too much planning, right? 2 seconds. I'm taking my sip of water as I do every single video. Canned water, people. Save the environment. I'm holding you accountable to that. I'm definitely partaking myself, even though it's a fucking plastic water bottle right there as well. The next thing that I actually kind of pulled back on a little bit, but I think actually is a pretty cool strategy for some people to build that catalog of videos and to maintain daily uploads, is to come up with sort of a creation factory. Now, That sounds a little bit wild, right? But a creation factory is something that you do, which is a long form piece of content that can be spliced up into loads of mini pieces of content. For example, for quite a long period of time, I have a podcast called the Make Money Making Videos Podcast. Check it out. If you want to make money making videos, if you want to get into the freelance videography, freelance video editing, all sort of industries like that, listen to this podcast. I promise you, I'm super proud of it. And it's probably the most value in the entire freelance video production scene on the internet. I actually stand by that 100%. And you know, this podcast right here is a creation factory for me. Basically, I pulled off this a little bit because I realized that the people who watched the podcast didn't necessarily want to see a whole bunch of clips. But for a while, I would sit down, I'd do an hour podcast with somebody, and I'd chop that up into like, you know, maybe 6 10-minute videos, or maybe like maybe 5 to 10 videos, right? Of just the topics that we talked about. Maybe for 5 minutes we talk about, you know, how equipment doesn't really matter and you should get started with whatever you've got in your pocket, aka a phone. Maybe 15 minutes after that, we're talking about client acquisition and, you know, reaching out to people over the internet versus turning up in person, right? These might be different topics that are being talked about throughout the episode, right? And I'll just chop those topics out. So sweet, boom, that's two videos right there. Chop them out. I'd add an intro of me at the beginning, just like, all right, what's going on, people? Today we're doing another podcast clip. Bada bing, bada boom. This is what we're talking about. Let's get to it, right? And I'll just add something that made it a little bit different. And that enabled me to upload like 3 podcast clips a week and 4 videos. So it reduced the amount of actual specific, full-blown, dedicated videos that I had to make. That was a strategy that, you know, covered me for months and months until I decided that, you know what, I'm being a little bit lazy here and I'm just going to let people find the podcast on their own and basically just talk about stuff that's more topic-based like this set and it's more of an actual video, because I was getting a little bit of feedback and I was just getting the vibe that people who watch the podcast were getting a bit annoyed that they'd be clicking on a video because the thumbnail and title was dope, and then it was just a clip for the podcast that they'd listen to on the bus or watch the podcast video earlier, right? So I actually pulled back on that, but you could be taking context from this, or you could be taking little pointers from this, essentially, to be like, okay, I'm going to get a creation factory because that's a good idea. And I wouldn't take that back 100%. Like, I've evolved from that now, but if you could find an even better creation factory, that's awesome. But a creation factory is something that's a tactic to do you over until you can, it just gives you more leeway, right? Because uploading daily content can be pretty hard. Now, if you're doing topic-based videos, it could be definitely hard because you got to think of all the topics. And like I said, it's really only sustainable if you're living something and you're really doing this on a daily basis. Now, living it could be you're just a gamer, right? So for example, I got gamers that tune in, right? Living it doesn't have to be you're a fucking video producer and you're in a office and everything, right? And you're, you know, freelancing and stuff. It doesn't have to be that. It could be you're a gamer and you love playing video games all day long. Your boys are on Skype. You and your people are on Skype. You're talking about the new game that's coming out. The new game's coming out. You're constantly playing it. You're aware of all the little things and the little inside jokes of the community, whatever. And you can pump out daily gaming content. Awesome. I used to be a gaming content creator when I was 15 years old younger than that even. But my real success came from 15 to 16 when I was It's Jug Here. And basically, you know, I blew up to like 85,000 subscribers on YouTube creating GTA 5 gaming content, trolling content. I just messed with people on the game. That was a lot of fun for sure. And, you know, I was immersed in it. I was in the Skype calls with everybody all day long. I was, you know, build this stuff up, right? And I would go through spurts of daily, but I was never really that daily. But I mean, someone who actually wants to be doing the daily, you know, whatever you're doing, whatever you're actually living, whatever the case may be, I think to do daily content, to sustain it, to not burn out, you have to be doing it on something that you know a lot about, are super passionate about, or, you know, just, I guess, are just around all the time. So content is just sort of brewing itself. But that's not the end-all, be-all strategy. By all means, there's plenty other ways to upload daily content. You could, I don't know, be stealing people's videos and you could do commentary videos, maybe, something like that. I don't know. I was making a joke with the stealing thing. Don't be stealing people's videos. Your channel's going downhill if you do that, most likely. I don't know. Maybe you're stealing it in a way that I can't think of. Who knows? I don't know. I'm making up a scenario, a random scenario. Pretty much, that right there is my 2 cents on how to upload daily content. Just to review, basically, the 2 tips I gave you was look for creating a creation factory, right? Look for something that's like a long-form piece of content that just breeds other piece of content, that just has a whole bunch of content that can be siphoned from it, because that's going to, you know, take over and it's going to add to the content that you can upload. It's going to contribute to the daily uploads. And then also, just make content about stuff you know about, because it's easy. Like, there's not a chance I could have uploaded daily videos if I was making, you know, how to repair car videos, I don't even have a car. I just had a driving lesson earlier. I'd be screwed. Be game over, right? So if you're creating content about something that, you know, you're gonna know nothing about, good luck to you. Maybe you make it 5 days in a row, 6th day you've quit, right? Because you don't know. I don't know what the fuck. How do I change the tire, right? This is me if I was fucking making car videos. Nonsense, I couldn't do it. But video production and, you know, the overall surrounding genres around it, aka YouTube and freelance, etc. Awesome, I'm here for it and I can make content. In fact, I can make a 10 minute video without any planning, just sat down talking to the camera directly. I literally left my laptop to the side, no planning, nothing like that. And you know, that right there, in my opinion, is a scalable strategy to upload daily content. Thank you guys for tuning into the video. I've been Jack. Follow me on Instagram. I'm the most active on Instagram, but my Twitter and my Facebook are also very active, just probably 10% less active than the Instagram, maybe 20% less active, maybe 22%. I don't know. The percentage is a little bit gray. Thank you guys for tuning in. Have a nice day. See you later.